when we hear the word bacteria, we kind of automatically think of something negative, you know, kills all known germs, dead, all this sort of business. But actually, bacteria are our friends, and we could not live our lives without bacteria either in or on us. So they cover us, they're in our hair, on our skin, etc. But very, very importantly, they're inside our gut. We have more bacterial cells inside our intestines than there has ever been people living on the planet Earth and ever will live on the planet Earth. About 95% of the cells in our body are bacteria. And what we do is look at the balance of the goodies and the baddies that are down there. The ones which kind of we've all heard about, like E. coli, Campylobacter, Listeria, Salmonella, the ones which are harmful and cause us to have a gut problem. And what we try to do is reduce their action through diet and boost the ones which are seen to be friendly. These are called probiotics, examples being Lactobacilli and Bifidobacteria. Probiotics are live bacteria in our diet. I'm sure that you've heard of these. These are things like bio yogurt, active yogurt, bifidus yogurt. All these are examples of probiotics, and they contain something like a million or a billion bacteria, if they're any good, which we drink. And hopefully some of them get all the way down into our digestive tract and help increase the goodies which are in there already. The other way of changing our gut bacterial population is called a prebiotic. And that actually came out of this lab around about the mid-1990s. So they're things which are either made in labs in this department or existing already in our food, which get into our large intestine and have a very selective effect. That means that only the positive bacteria are able to metabolize a good prebiotic. So we change the composition of what is down there in the first place. Everybody does get a gut problem sometime or another of their lives. If we're fortunate, that goes away after a few days and it's something like food poisoning or gastroenteritis. If we're unfortunate, it can be something more chronic than that, like irritable bowel syndrome, ulcerative colitis, bowel cancer. These are all examples of gut diseases which may be mediated by bacteria, and therefore we think we can reduce the risk of these or even begin to develop therapies based around our diet and our food. One of the things that we're also doing is looking at conditions which are affected by the gut but actually have their manifestation outside. And one example is recent research on autism. Lots of kids who have autism complain of gut difficulties, diarrhea, constipation, wind, abdominal pain. And we've looked at their gut microbial makeup and found that there are toxin-generating bacteria at quite high levels. What we like to do is to use pro and prebiotics to reduce these bacteria and hopefully see an improvement in their gastrointestinal symptoms as a result of that. So this is ongoing research, but gives you an example of how the gut spreads itself around the body, I think.